Jerwood Survey 3, 28th of February to 4th of May 2025, Free Exhibition Guide. The participating artists in Jerwood Survey 3 are Che Applewhite, nominated by Sinwai Keen, Aksa Arif, nominated by Alberta Whittle, M.V. Brown, nominated by Hannah Tuliki, Philippa Brown, nominated by Davida Hewlett, Alaya Enyo, nominated by Hannah Tuliki, Sam Keelan, nominated by Lindsay Mendick, Paul Nataraj, nominated by Nicola Singh, Kieran O'Doherty, nominated by Lockie Morris, Eben Shudipo, nominated by Evan Ifikoya and Sinwai Keen, and Candice Siobhan Walker, nominated by Gentle Radical. Jerwood Survey 3 is led by Southwark Park Galleries in London, touring nationally in collaboration with Collective in Edinburgh, G39 in Cardiff, and Sight Gallery in Sheffield, and supported by Jerwood Arts. Jerwood Survey is a major biennial touring exhibition that presents new commissions by 10 early career artists from across the UK, providing a distinctive snapshot of current concerns and approaches in the visual arts. Established in 2018, it takes a non-institutional approach to selection by inviting leading artists to nominate the most outstanding artists making work today. The Jerwood Survey 3 commissions wrestle with complex subjects that are inextricable from the concerns of our time, where we are grappling with and navigating a volatile political and economic global landscape. Against this environment, artists forever ground us, teach us, and show us where joy, celebration, and resistance can still be found. The works in this exhibition ruminate on kinship and love, explore avatars and sci-fi, center feminist and queer perspectives, or invoke spiritual, folkloric, and cross-cultural traditions to imagine alternative narratives. The multiplicity of the artists' voices and their enduring empathy and advocacy for community are vital. This exhibition unfolds across all three of our spaces: City Dome Gallery, Hillside Gallery, and the library in the City Observatory. A publication designed by Conway and Young of the 10 selected artists' work, paired with 10 new writing commissions, is available to purchase in our shop in the City Observatory. Works. This exhibition unfolds across all three of our spaces: City Dome Gallery, Hillside Gallery, and the library in the City Observatory. Please refer to the site guide for a map of our site. The following works are in the City Dome Gallery. Number 1, Alaya Enyo, Aphotic Archaeology, 2024. Performance installation with ceramic, pewter, sand, hanging chain, latex scrolls, fossilized coral, sound and story print. The sound duration is 18 minutes. The latex fragments and costume were created by Kira Saunders, and the recording engineer was Murray Collier. 2. Aksa Arif, Marvi and the Chureil, 2024. Wooden frame with fabric and ceramics, braided ropes, two-channel film and sound. The film lasts 7 minutes. 3. Sam Keelan, Tired as the Land, 2024. Silent single-channel film. This film is durational. The cinematographer was Anibal Castaño, and the performers were Gerard Corliss and Diva D. 4. Eben Shudipo, Left Hand of the Sisters, 2024. Bronze sculpture and bespoke flocked plinth. 5. Kieran O'Doherty, Cuivín, 2024. Graphic print and sculptural installation with glass and ceramic tools. The drawings were by Axel Feldman. The ceramics were by Red Earth Designs. The glass was by Graham Reed and the Cyglass Consultancy. All works courtesy of the artist. The following works are in the Hillside Gallery. 1. Candice Siobhan Walker, Dreamerism, 2024. Video with sound, curtain, mattress, pillows, duvet, bedding, tabletop, lamp, cloth-bound books, and paintings. The film lasts 17 minutes. 2. Philippa Brown, A Summoning, I Would Shed My Skin for You, 2024. Steel sculpture, paint, MDF, wood, papier-mâché, plaster, shells, wire, tape, fabric, and photographs. 3. Paul Nataraj, Repetitions of 108, Counting Almost Nothing, 2024. 9 modified turntables, and 9 earth-dyed calico-covered vinyls, single stereo sound. The sound for this piece is looped. 4. Che Applewhite, Untitled, Handle With Care, 2024. Self-inking stamp machine, printed ink on paper, PDF file, and website. The following work is in the library, located in the City Observatory. M.V. Brown, System of Touch, 2024. CGI karaoke performance to camera with AI augmented sound and 3D printed mirrored sculpture. The film length is 5 minutes. 3D Assistance and Lighting by Saturn Aiken. Sound Production and Engineering by Craig Mulholland. Costume Design by Morag Seaton. Digitized by Fashion Interrupted. All works courtesy of the artist. About the artists and artworks. Che Applewhite is an artist, filmmaker, and writer. He facilitates engagement with how ongoing histories interfere with intimate, difficult, and collective experiences. His works combine analog and digital media in hybrid documentary forms. These works embed listening as both practice and ethic of invention, embracing the pain of change and honesty that James Baldwin taught us loving ourselves and each other requires. Applewhite's sculptural work, Untitled, Handle With Care, asks exhibition venue staff and attendees to activate a poetic and philosophic dialogue with an auto-fictional character called RPJ across both physical and online spaces. Its components together meditate on hurting and healing intimacies shared in the wake of the collapse of colonial powers. Working across film, installation, and poetry, Aksa Arif explores identity disruption, displacement, migration, and the process of healing through archetypal narratives. As a Pakistani refugee to Scotland, she experienced life with the split of two cultural identities, a polarity underpinning her work. In Marvi and the Churail, Arif explores two particular female archetypes in South Asian folktales in this new film installation: the moral heroine Uma Marvi from The Seven Queens of Sindh, and the ghost witch Churail, told in horror stories. Framed ornately by a bejeweled structure around the screens, Arif's two-channel dialogic film articulates the multiplicity of women and unites their anti-patriarchal stories. Rooted in performance, M.V. Brown's practice uses the human body and new technologies to explore tensions across embodied subjectivity, the body as spectacle, and socio-techno-constructs of gender and sexuality. Their practice builds upon questions around the non-performance of daily life and identity in a post-internet context to investigate avatars, prototypes, false selfhoods, and the fallacy of the IRL. Brown's uncanny karaoke performance film, System of Touch, generated through 3D body scans, AI, and CGI software, is informed by theories of transhumanism, the position that humans should use technological adaptations to enhance their cognitive and bodily abilities, as well as cyberfeminism and glitch feminism that argues gender and sexual empowerment is found within cyberspace and the glitch. Philippa Brown is a multidisciplinary artist whose work hovers between themes of enlightenment, fantasy, and bogus wisdom. She makes sculptural forms, installations, and paintings as a means to explore the ambiguous, magical, and sometimes fragile interconnectedness between histories, materials, beliefs, and bodies of all kinds. Repurposing recycled and found materials, Brown's vibrant painted architectural sculpture, A Summoning, I Would Shed My Skin For You, is bound with symbolic, relic-like objects that reference nostalgic subcultures and the occult. Using an intuitive bricolage method to allude to utopian artist communes and alternative, outsider ways of being, such as Salvation Mountain in the Californian desert, the structure demarcates an at once absurd and ominous sanctum. Alaya Enyo's interdisciplinary practice gravitates towards embodied and meditative processes. She harnesses song, somatics, and sculpture to create sonorous myth, installations, and performances. Woven soundscapes materialize, taking the form of multi-layered tape loops, collaging her voice, foraged field recordings, and memories. Sci-fi, feminist, and queer perspectives are foundational to Enyo's layered sonic performance installation, Aphotic Archaeology, echoing a futuristic deep-sea, aphotic apocalypse. Ceramic and pewter relics influenced by ancient Greek mythologies and Scottish folklore, and sounds akin to whale song, transmit feminine and ecological frequencies to nurture and heal this inhospitable world. Sam Keelan uses photography, moving image, and writing to tell gay surreal narratives and ideas around individualism, care, and community. These narratives dissect day-to-day connections to one another, then transform the benign aspects of these ideas to create queer doppelgangers of dominant middle-class ideologies, often reinserted back into domestic spaces. Shot in a dated hotel room, Tired as the Land presents a silent durational film of a tender and absurd scene of two male figures, one a human-sized hot water bottle, embracing and sleeping in simple domesticity. Keelan uses a staple of domestic comfort to give physical and playful form to the politics of care. Paul Nataraj is a sound artist, researcher, and educator whose practice explores the South Asian diaspora, sound, memory, and sonic materiality. Using varied sculptural and compositional techniques, his work interrogates the entanglement between recorded sound and identity, considering rituals of listening, affect, and grief. Nataraj's work, Repetitions of 108, Counting Almost Nothing, a sound installation of 9 vinyl record players in a 3x3 formation, alludes to fractions of 108, a number invoking celestial, scientific, and creative significance across cultures, and believed by some to be the conduit to God, a state of pure freedom. Distorting the 1981 BBC radio programme Taking the Strain by Penny Yendell, which approached yogic healing and relaxation techniques, the soundscape communicates the complex relationship between colonialism and spirituality. Kieran O'Doherty's mixed media practice explores the complexities of inherited memories, ecological decline, and the lived experience of chronic illness and the legacy of colonialism. Through collaborations, he explores how we might consider loss in relation to intergenerational and political trauma. For Quivin, sculptural healing tools in glass and ceramic, alongside scientific diagrams and geographical lacustrine maps, link medical modifications of the body with Irish history and lore. An invasive surgery to remove and reroute the stomach is connected to a rare and unusual breed of brown trout, which has a gizzard to aid digestion, and the myth of St. Bridget of Kildare, who in religious rage threw a chicken into the river, whereupon it evolved into a fish. Eben Shudebo makes work for black trans people of the future, guided by black feminist study, with a methodology of collage and fabulation. Her work locates and produces real and imaginable narratives of black trans women's presence, embodiment, and interiority across the past, present, and future. In doing this, Shudebo fills in historical gaps to create moments of archival pleasure for black trans people. Shudebo's elegant hybrid bronze sculpture, Left Hand of the Sisters, fuses scanned images of hands from several of her loved ones across the black trans women community. The cast connects these women with others from across time and place, particularly the Mukwe, spiritual leaders of the Kenyan Meru people, whose left hands were recorded to be devastatingly powerful. Candice Siobhan Walker is a writer and artist of Jamaican-Canadian, Saltwater Geechee, and Welsh heritage. Her practice explores the intersections of personal history with wider social movements and systems. Dreams, displacement, belonging, care, community, spirituality, and justice are recurring themes in her work. Walker's domestic bedroom-like installation, Dreamerism, invites you to tuck in and tune in, making an at once tactile, visual, and oral experience. Montaged documentary-style footage and poetic spoken word reflects on urban and rural environments, medieval esoteric traditions, futurology, and Afro-Atlantic indigenous spiritualities and ecologies in order to challenge Western discourses on the climate crisis. Events Programme. Visit collective-edinburgh.art/events to find out more, check availability, and book your place. Panel discussion with Aksa Arif, Nandini Manjunath, and Himadri Mudan, Thursday, 27th of March, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Artist Uksa Arif and her collaborators will discuss the creative process behind Marvi and the Chureil, exploring folklore, hybrid identities, and archetypes of South Asian women within the film installation. BSL Exhibition Tour, Saturday 5th of April, 2 to 2:30 p.m. Hosted by Trudy Collier, this deaf-led tour will offer BSL speakers the opportunity to visit and discuss the exhibition. Trudy will be joined by an interpreter. Exhibition Tours, Thursday 10th of April, 5:30 to 7 p.m. and Saturday 12th of April, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. An introduction to some of the key themes and selection of works with David Upton, Associate Producer at Collective. Special Play Saturday, Saturday 3rd of May. A creative workshop for families devised by Collective's lead play artist, Frida Ford, and in collaboration with participating artist, Philippa Brown. Alaya Enyo, Special Live Performance, Sunday 4th of May, 12 till 3 p.m. Activating her installation, Aphotic Archaeology, Alaya Enyo will present a durational performance of an ethereal story echoing a futuristic aphotic apocalypse and a strange creature that wakes there. Acknowledgements. Collective wishes to thank the following. Participating artists, Che Applewhite, Uksa Arif, MV Brown, Philippa Brown, Alaya Enyo, Sam Keelan, Paul Nataraj, Kieran O'Doherty, Eben Shidipo, Candice Siobhan Walker. Catalogue writers, Amrita Dalu, Susan Finlay, Priya Jay, Christopher Kirubi, Daisy Lafarge, Debbie Maniru, Rian Jade Parker, Megan Rudden, David Steens, and Salome Voglin. Associate Producer, David Upton. Program Manager, Jane Connerty. Program Assistant, Meg Gray. Facilities Technician, Angelo Castiglione. Thank you to the installation team, Rob Kennedy, Michael Hill-Johnston, and David Cochran. PR, Nicola Jeffs and Siobhan Scott. Thank you to our colleagues at Durwood Survey 3 partners, Southwark Park Galleries, London, G39 Cardiff, and Site Gallery Sheffield. Thank you to all of the staff team at Collective. Collective is supported by Edinburgh City Council and Creative Scotland. Bloomberg Connects. Explore this exhibition and our events, buildings and history using our free digital guide with audio and other languages. Scan the QR code in our exhibition booklet to explore. Audio recording by Sarah Barr.